As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, September the 15th, halfway through the month, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Well, news, hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions. Yep, that's the name of the game. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local, because we're all looking for that magic sweet spot, happiness. Where is it? Anyway, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. It's more than just a hope, huh? Lots of hope this morning. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. We also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, those love offerings sent in faith to P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You make the offering big enough, we might even send you a prayer cloth. Anyway, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local. Our call in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All that contact information, by the way, can be found at becomevocallocal.com on our webpage, or you can go to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, find all of our archives and the call-in numbers there as well. Precious metals decline on reduced Greek threat, Asian contagion less likely, the Dalian Asian Economic Summit, jobless claims spike upwards, high dollar autos. All that's in the news and info basket for today. Central banking, banking history, property rights, rights to property. We'll talk about all that in the second hour as well. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Things are not looking too good in the gold market. This morning, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold was trading off $37.40 at $1,783.70. That's $145.80 down from the September the 6th high of $1,923.70, off $145 here in, 9 days? In the last 24 hours, we're down $42.10. But this morning at 9 o'clock a.m., taking a 2.05% drop, $1,783.70 in the gold spot market. Silver this morning likewise off another 79 cents at $39.96. Platinum pairs off $27 at $1,786, momentarily being above gold in the spot market this morning. Palladium off $6 at $712 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, not looking too good. Big range here. A large spread at $1,777.90 for a low, $1,820.90 for a high. But at $1,783.70, your gold is still up year to year, $514.40. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all those who may have been away at the top of the hour. News and weather break. Well, back into the market report for this morning. Lots of red ink. Not looking too good in the gold market this morning. Again, off $37.40, pairing off 2.05%, off $145.80 from the recent record high, off 42.10 overnight. Yeah, $1,783.70 a troy ounce. Silver off 79 cents at $39.96. Palladium off 6 at $712. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a wide spread here, about $40 or thereabouts. $1,777.90 for a low. $1,820.90 for a high. But again, at $1,783.70, your gold is up $514.40 an ounce, for a 40.56% return on your investment. A London Gold picks this morning. They didn't have it right either. They picked a price of $1,806, and it went right straight through that. And now it's on the rebound. It's mending already. SPDR Gold shares overnight. Of course, we've been reporting on this very lackluster investment in the SPDR Gold shares. This is State Street Global Advisors and Barclays Capital. This is World Gold Council's little exchange-traded fund. They claim to be holding this morning 1,241.31 metric tons, unchanged overnight. valued at $72.5 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, boy, they found the air hose and where to hook it. You should look at these charts. If you go over and look at Market Watch and some of the other places and look at the charts from the equities market yesterday, they're almost twins. They're almost twins. You just, you know, jump from one to the next, draw a line there. They're almost the same chart. It looks like somebody was in there with a plane and a hammer. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 141 at 11,247. The NASDAQ closed up 40 at 2573. And the S&P 500 closed up 16 at 1,189. Crude oil this morning off 3 cents at $88.88. Lots of repetitive numbers in the markets today. This, to me, indicates a little bit of funny business going on. $88.88 for crude, off 3 cents for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. U.S. dollar index this morning off 19 basis points at 76.66. I don't like these numbers. Foreign exchange rates this morning, of course, impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies. We're this morning in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. We find the Canadian loonie bumping up 14 basis points, once again above parity with the U.S. dollar, but not by much at $1.01. Mexican peso having to round up to get there, but it's at 8 cents a pop this morning, off 10 basis points. The euro up 19 basis points at $1.38, still on the decline. The British pound, likewise, still lower with them than what it has been recently. It's up 29 basis points this morning, but it's at $1.58 against the U.S. dollar rooney. The Swiss franc this morning, likewise, equally low as the Swiss bankers got their jackboot firmly planted upon it, trying to bring it down so that people can afford a cheese fondue for something short of $140. Anyway, it's at $1.14 this morning, moving up 15 basis points. In the bond market, the U.S. bonded indebtedness, your equity, or no, excuse me, your bonded indebtedness, your treasury market, the 2-year yield is at 0.19%, hanging around there in the basement. The 10-year yield is at 2.09%, very low, and the 30 at 3.36. In the mortgage market this morning, the average national average more fixed rate mortgage moves down 15-year fixed rate mortgage. Spit it out there, Willie. Moves down from 3.42% a month ago to 3.36 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.22 to 4.15%. Your prime rate, of course, locked in stone at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio, it's going to take you 44.63 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. I want to get to this one. Go over to the market, watch the Market Pulse archives for this morning. Gold drops below $1,800. After central bank action. So this is how they're going to blame it. When you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. Let's try this one. San Francisco by Laura Mandara from Market Watch. This is their report. Gold futures deepened their decline Thursday after the European Central Bank announced a coordinated action with other central banks to provide U.S. dollar liquidity. Wow. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. What are they going to do? Have transfer payments from the European central banks back over to little Timmy's basket? I don't know. Pump it up one more time for Benjamin Shalom. Gold for December delivery was down $32.90 or 1.8% at $1,793 an ounce. And, of course, it went down from there. Deepening losses from Asia and Europe trading as the U.S. session got into full swing. The coordinated central bank move came amid a series of largely lackluster U.S. economic reports and accelerating worries about European sovereign debt and bank funding costs. U.S. stocks rallied while treasuries and the U.S. dollar dropped, and that just about sums it all up. Let's go into the economic calendar for today. Lots of stuff happening today. Yesterday, we didn't get the EIEI petroleum status report. We'll include that this morning. I'm going to skip the business inventories. And also this morning, we've got the Consumer Price Index out, Empire State Manufacturing Survey, disappointing jobless claims, current account balances. Bernanke's going to speak, is already speaking this morning. I guess he's been on the podium for an hour. Industrial production should be out. Let's go ahead and click on that one and see if we've got it. And this one should be out, consumer comfort. Let's get that one, and we'll pick up the Philadelphia Fed. Maybe we'll have that one as well. The natural gas report will be out later this morning, and it's still a long day. all the way down toward the end of the day. They'll come out with the Fed balance sheet, the money supply. So it's a very full calendar today. This should be an interesting day in the marketplace. Tomorrow, of course, it's quadruple witching. Everybody's going to put their hats on, bring their brooms, and they're going to talk about Treasury, international capital, and consumer sentiment. So we still got more to go in this week's economic calendar. Let's jump right into industrial production. Here's the highlights and the report. And it looks like I've just opened this up for the first time. After a strong July, manufacturing slowed significantly in August, but remained positive. What does that mean? However, a continuing rebound in auto assemblies kept the manufacturing gains strong. They're still building cars, I guess. Overall, industrial production in August rose 0.2%, following a 0.9% jump the month before, with no revisions. The August number came in a little higher than the market median forecast of 0.1% uptick. And then it goes on and talks about it all the way down. It says, despite the negativism in various manufacturing surveys, national production numbers continue to look good, especially for manufacturing. On the news, equity futures rose modestly. So that's that, industrial production. Not a bad report for this morning. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index, they were looking for a 4.93. They got it. And this is kind of suspicious, too. You start getting into decimal points on consumer comfort. I don't know if we can trust these numbers. But anyway, Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index in the September the 11th period was a minus 49.3, near this year's low of a minus 49.4 reached in May, so they're not completely at the bottom, but people ain't feeling too comfortable. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So let's push a little bit further with this Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. I mean, it's just too good to pass up. The buying climate gauge slumped to the lowest level since October of 2008. Yeah, right. Out of the recession, recovery? I don't think so. 9 of every 10 Americans polled had a negative view on the economy as the job market stagnated and wages failed to keep up with inflation. The gauge has been stuck below the minus 40 range level, a level associated with recessions or their aftermath, since the end of February. A measure of the buying climate plunged to a minus 60.7% last week. From a minus 53.5, 8 of every 10 households polled said it was a bad time to buy needed items, the most since November of 2008. The Index of Americans' views the state of the economy edged up to a minus 86.6 last week from a minus 88.7 for the first time in 7 weeks. Fewer than half, 49%, said the economy was in poor shape. The gauge of personal finances climbed to a minus 0.7 from a minus 5.8. So if you like numbers, and numbers are your thing, there's some numbers. It doesn't look too good in the Consumer Comfort Index out from Bloomberg, the Philadelphia Fed survey. The General Business Conditions Index of the Philadelphia Fed Business Outlook Survey in August plunged to a minus 30.7 from a plus 3.2 in July. New orders fell to a minus 26.8 from a plus 0.1, and unfilled orders posted at a minus 20.9. versus an already dismal minus 16.3. The 6 month outlook for general business activity also crumbled, coming in above zero, but just barely. Yeah, there's your hope and change, baby. EIEIO petroleum status report from yesterday. Tropical Storm Lee, I mean, you're looking for an excuse? This one will work. Blame the storms. Tropical Storm Lee, he's going to probably get a lot of stuff slapped on him, which shut in a significant amount of Gulf production during the September the 9th reporting week, led to a steep 6.7 million barrel draw in commercial oil stocks. You know, so if they're not pumping it onshore, they got to pump it out of their storage chest. Refineries operating at 87%. They've been operating at about 87% for how long? You know, that's like 13%. Anyway, slowed their output, though inventories of both gasolines and distillates rose. Weak demand is behind the rise in product inventory. So even though they're shutting down the, you know, bringing on board more oil, they've still got plenty out there. People aren't buying. So I don't know about y'all, but I went out the other day. I told you the story yesterday. We don't need to go over it again. The only thing that's going to make my diesel truck happy is a $100 bill these days. And that's not good. Not good for the old guy here. Anyway, enough of that. Things are not looking too good in the EIEIO petroleum status report. Consumer price index, inflation at the consumer level remained surprisingly warm in August. Yeah, it was over 100 degrees around here. Inflation at the consumer level really biting me in the butt. The consumer price index in August barely slowed to a 0.4% increase following a strong 0.5% jump in July. The August figures exceeded the median projection. For major components, energy continued to rise with a 1.2% increase after rebounding 2.8% in July. So you got the air conditioner running full tilt boogie 24/7. and that's not helping out the electric bill. And then you go to the gas pump, and it's like, oh, my God. Within the core, shelter and apparel were the biggest contributors to the gain. Shelter and apparel, I guess that would be the tents and the sleeping bags for all the people that are living in the culverts underneath Las Vegas. Overall, most of the major core's components posted increases. Additionally, used cars and trucks. It's cheaper than a hotel room. But get an old station wagon, park it in somebody's field, and just call it home. Medical care, household furnishings, operations, recreation, tobacco. Well, I could get about pissed on that tobacco. Why don't we get that $14 a pound tax off the tobacco so that we can start to afford to roll a decent smoke? Anyway, and personal care. Personal care, like hand soap. The new vehicles index, unchanged for the second month in a row, was an exception. We'll talk about that new vehicle index and who might be picking up those new vehicles. Empire State Manufacturing Survey, of course, that's New York. Business conditions in the New York manufacturing region continue to contract at a steady but mild rate based on the Empire State Index. Well, I don't think we need to go any further than that. You can see it's not good news. Anyway, jobless claims this morning, here's the big one. Jobless claims jumped 11,000 in the September 10th week to an unexpectedly high 428,000. The prior week was revised 3,000 higher to 417. You know, they always jiggle these numbers. Maybe next week we'll see that these are higher than even 11,000. Anyway, the Labor Department isn't citing any effect from the Hurricane Irene, though. Last week, the department said they did see the possibility of a small upward revision to the September the 3rd week. But there's no special factors for the September 10th week. The week was shortened by Labor Day and so on and so forth. Continuing claims for the September 3rd week fell 12,000 to 3.726 million people on continuing claim unemployment. Not good. The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged for the fifth straight week. So, of course, that's going to impact the markets today as well. Current account, the nation's current account deficit narrowed slightly in the second quarter to $118 billion. Current account deficit. Yeah, anyway, the current account gap was 3.1% of the gross domestic product in the second quarter, an improvement from the first quarter. Well, let's go back into the news basket. You know, we've heard about Alan's wiener. We talk about John's boner. And unfortunately, here we go again. The accused underpants bomber wasn't read his rights, the FBI agent said. Kind of overlooked the little things, you know. They screw these up on a regular basis. Margaret Cronin Fisk and Steve Raphael, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, the man accused of the Christmas 2009 attempt to blow up a Northwest Airlines plane with explosives hidden in his underpants, wasn't told he had a right to remain silent when interviewed by U.S. investigators. An FBI agent testified, they blew it. And we have to have full body scanners and, you know, baby diaper terrorist diaper inspections and grannies taking their Depends off and, yeah, over this guy with the non-functional bomb in his pants, and he wasn't read his rights. So much for this lawsuit. We had to find out who he was in contact with. Obviously, he was in contact with himself, and they're trying to explode the detonator, right? What an excuse. Timothy Waters of the Fed. You see somebody, you know, flicking their Zippo in their lap, you gotta be concerned about that. We had to find out who he was in contact with. Timothy Waters of the Federal Bureau of Investigation testified at a hearing before U.S. District Judge Nancy G. Edmonds in Detroit today. This is yesterday's news. Quote, we felt there were other planes in the air with suicide bombers. These guys at the FBI ought to quit doing drugs and watching porn, I'm telling you. Get a brain. Anyway, the defendant, try this one on for all, is the real grief of being a talk radio guy. The defendant, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Got it pretty close there, Will. He's representing himself. Well, as they say about a pro se in this case. I guess that's all right.
Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So anyway, this 24-year-old native of Nigeria faces 8 criminal counts, including conspiracy and to commit an act of terrorism, attempted murder, attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. He's pleaded not guilty. He's representing himself. Jury selection for the trial began today. Edmonds giving about 250 prospective jurors a questionnaire. This guy comes in the court. He goes, Osama bin Laden is alive. Abdulmutallab al-Fabl said when he entered the courtroom. Of course, we all know that bin Laden has been dead a long time, but they got a new one now. Now they got Muammar Gaddafi. Yeah, he's on the loose, maybe. Can't find him anyplace. We'll talk about that in a moment. Russian billionaire Prokhorov quits his party after takeover by the Kremlin. See, the parties are the problem, folks. We've got to get rid of these parties. We got to put up a firewall between us and the parties. No more parties. Henry Meyer and Lubyov Pronina, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, don't know who brought the vodka, Mikhail Prokhorov, the Russian billionaire who owns the New Jersey Nets, There's another good reason to give up on the ball game. May form a new political party after what he says was a hostile takeover of his Pravoyedilo movement by the Kremlin. So I guess if one party doesn't work, you just write it, create a new one. To all the followers who supported me, this is a quote, I call on you to quit this party bought by the Kremlin, close quote. Prokhorov, Russia's third richest man, said in a meeting of his Pravoyedilo followers in Moscow. No wonder it wasn't successful, Mikhail. You should know better than that. Find something simple like Democrat or Republican. The pro-business Pravoyedilo, or right cause, the right cause. And it was the right cause at the wrong time, partly. Party discredited itself after, quote-unquote, fake candidates took power. Now, worked for the Democrats. They got the usurper elected. Hijacking a Congress yesterday. Hell, they took the whole country with the usurper. Barry's quite the star in political science history. Prokhorov said he warned on September the 13th that the party was fighting presidential administration attempts to destroy its independence and install a new leader. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin centralized power and sidelined opposition after becoming president in 2000 with pro-government parties controlling 87% of seats in parliament. Well, of course, they're all pro-government. They're in the parties, aren't they? Wow. Anyway, and the Communist Party holding the rest. So the Communist Party in Vladimir Putin's Russia only had 13%. Not very many seats for the commies. Prokhorov, 46, whose fortune Forbes estimates at about $18 billion, has grown increasingly critical of government policy since being elected head. Anyway, he was going to be, you know, a go-along-to-get-along kind of a guy. And he decided he was going to go the other way, and so he came out of favor. And now the Ruskies are sharpening their knives against him. Here's the quote. He agreed to be a puppet and at last realized he can't go through with it and is now getting out of a very unpleasant situation, Kasyanovo said by phone. Yeah, he agreed to be a puppet, and then he had a change of heart. That just lets you know. Once you're on the string, folks, you're never going to get loose. China's stocks advance. Remember, we talked about a little bit about this. Everybody remember when the young French Rothschild decided he was going to get heavily involved in coal and build a global coal producers' bourse, much the same as the Gold Council and other stuff? He was trying to emulate Barclays. But anyway, here's the article, Bloomberg News. China's stocks rose, snapping 3 days of losses by the benchmark index that drove valuations to a record low, as investors speculated declines were excessive. China United Network Communications rallied to a six-week high. Well, we don't need to know that. Stock valuations are already very low, said WeWe. That's right. It could be YY, but it looks like WeWe to me. Anyway, an analyst at West China Securities Company in Shanghai. WeWe. Put your money there. Though concerns about slowing earnings and economic growth are still there, most of the pessimism should already be priced in now, he said. Very insightful. Inflation will be moderate in the coming months, and the country won't seek high inflation next year as it did in the first half of the year. Central bank advisor Li Daoqi said at the forum today. Now we're talking about the forum in Dalian. That's the World Economic Forum. This is their summer session. Which yesterday, Premier Wen Jiabao, facing calls to widen support for indebted European countries, signaled that developed nations should cut deficits and create jobs rather than relying on China to bail out the world economy. That's right. That's a fact. It was a pretty interesting talk, actually, although I wasn't able to understand his Mandarin. They did have a rather sweet interpreter, and she spoke with clarity in a basic English style that everyone could understand except the Chinese in the audience. Of course, it's very difficult to speak like the interpreters do, because if you watch people who speak Mandarin Chinese, about 40% of the language appears to be sign language, and you have to follow their hands to really get the full message that they're trying to put out. Very interesting talks, however, going down in China as the World Economic Forum has their summit right now as we speak. countries must first put their own houses in order. That's some pretty sound advice, you know, Xiaobo said at the World Economic Forum in Dalian, China. You can just browse it up, D-A-L-I-A-N, Dalian, World Economic Forum, Dalian. There's some videos to watch. Developed countries must take responsible fiscal and monetary policy. Now, this audience knows what we're talking about when we say fiscal and monetary. Fiscal is what the legislatures do, your Congress. Monetary is what Benjamin Shalom and the gangster banksters do. All right? Fiscal policy, monetary policy. And what he's saying is that developed countries must take responsible fiscal and monetary policies. And what is most important now is to prevent the further spread of the sovereign debt crisis in Europe. All right? Now, everybody's concerned, you know, whether there's going to be an Asian contagion or not. Well, no. The best minds that they had to bring forward at the World Economic Forum, including a guy named Hu. Oh, brother. We had Wen. We had Hu. Anyway, Hu said, he was very popular, too. You should have seen the crowd. All of the reporters jumped up and rushed up and flooded up. It was a surprising thing. And about 8 or 9 guys up on the podium there. Anyway, and the raged Diaz. And at the conclusion of the discussion, which lasted about an hour, all of the reporters just rushed up, and the guy was like a rock star. I mean, he had people all around him trying to get his autograph and photographs and things like that with him. It was amazing. But he's the brightest guy on the block, I guess, in China these days, and he spoke well. And he could speak either, you know, in Mandarin or English just as well. But it was surprising also, you know, that someone would stand up in the audience. Don't know if you're interested in this. I'll just share it with you. We'd stand up from the audience for a question. And if they asked a question in Chinese, it would take about 7-8 minutes to guess the question. And then the response, of course, Hu would respect that they posed the question in Chinese. And so then he would reply in Chinese, which caused all of the other panelists to have to put on their earphones and listen to the interpreter, which I did as well. I was wearing my earphones, too, because I don't speak Mandarin, even though I try. But anyway, so he would make his reply, and his reply would take about 15 minutes. If he said it in English, he could say it in about 4 or 5 words. But I guess Chinese, I don't know, making that leap from the pictographs to the hand signals and all of those peculiar bird sounds, it's kind of difficult. Anyway, it slowed the whole thing down, but they did it in respect to the Chinese people. Anyway, coal producers. China coal rose 1.9% to 9.64 yuan after production of the fuel rose 17%. So just keep your eyes on this. We'll follow the story. And when the Rothschilds make a major move for the Chinese coal, if I find it, I'll let you know. Sarkozy. Maintenant, bon, bon. Anyway, Sarkozy joins Cameron in pledging Libya aid as first foreign leader's visit. You know, so they say the criminals always visit the scene of the crime. Well, they're over there now. Thomas Penny and Helene Fouquet writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. UK Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy pledged more aid for Libya's new ruler. See, they were doing perfectly well before the NATO got involved. They didn't need any aid from anybody. And then we went in, blew the hell out of everything, and are still doing so, and now they need aid. That's the way it works, I guess. The IMF will have to come in, create the new central bank, start stealing their oil, stealing their water. That oil, we should be able to see an article pretty soon from Nestle. Nestle will move in there, probably, and get all that oil, all that water, and it'll come out to us in bottle format, very expensive. Quote, this is not finished. This is not done. This is not over. There are still parts of Libya under Gaddafi's control. Gaddafi is still at large, and we must make sure this is completed, Cameron told a news conference in the Libyan capital. We will help you find Gaddafi and bring him to justice. My God, a new Osama bin Laden.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So as much as we'd like to find and paint a better ending to this story, things are not looking too good for Gaddafi in Libya either. They're going to get the French, they're going to get the Brits, and they're going to get all of their assets taken away from them. NATO strikes will continue as long as Libyan leaders think that Libyan people are in danger. That's the way to do it, baby. You think people are in danger? Fly over them, bomb the hell out of them some more. Anyway, gold-backed dollar puts fair value at $10,000 an ounce. Chart of the day, this off Bloomberg, David Wilson. I'm sure they didn't want to have to post an article like this, but they did. Gold has the potential to jump more than fivefold as the precious metals price catches up with a surging amount of money in the U.S. economy, according to Dylan Grice, a global strategist at Societe Generale SA. The chart of the day shows the price at which each U.S. dollar in the monetary base, compiled by the Federal Reserve, would have been backed by an ounce of gold for the past half century. International Monetary Fund data on the country's gold reserves were used in the calculation. Grice, based in London, identified this price as the metal's fair value, quote-unquote, yesterday in a report. Since June, it has exceeded $10,000 an ounce, as depicted in the chart's top panel. You can't see the chart, neither can I. Gold for immediate delivery closed at $18,1963 an ounce on the spot market yesterday. The bottom panel tracks the value of U.S. gold holdings based on the spot price as a percentage of the monetary base for the 50-year period. August proportion was 18% of the $2.66 trillion in the economy. The latter figure was more than triple the amount 3 years earlier, reflecting efforts by the Fed to spur economic growth. Quote, There is a demand for an honest currency, Grice wrote. I don't know about honest currency there, Grice. How about honest money, honest weights and balances? Here's the quote. The last time honesty was perceived to be so scarce, in the 1970s gold mania, the dollar was overbacked by gold. If it happened then, why not again? Good question, Grice. And astute observation. Of course, part of the discussion at the Dalian World Economic Forum conference has to do with morality and raising our mental picture a little bit and bringing ourselves up out of the cesspool. And I think that the observations made by the Chinese and other panelists was spot on. Let's go to the next one. Values for home equity loans face U.S. scrutiny. James Sterngold, Donnell Griffin, and Cheyenne Hopkins. Yeah, she's probably a hottie. U.S. writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. U.S. regulators, whenever they're going to write an article collaboratively, they always like to invite Cheyenne. Oh, Cheyenne, want to help us write this? Would you bring a pencil, please? Anyway, U.S. regulators are examining whether the nation's home lenders have accurately valued $845 billion of home equity and other second lien mortgages. This is a real problem. These second lien mortgages, you've got this broken chain of title and all these foreclosures, all the robo-signers that put the first mortgages in grave peril, fraudulent as they were. But what's really a problem is that for the last 15 years or so, people have been using the equity in their houses as an ATM machine. And so there's lots and lots and lots of money laying out there on second and third mortgages. Not exactly good. Why? Well, because as the house values continue to decline and decline and decline, and they're not at the bottom yet, I don't suppose. But as the house values continue to decline, those first mortgages become more and more in jeopardy. And if they're foreclosed out for the first mortgage, there may be nothing left for the seconds and the thirds. Not exactly a good picture. If home prices continue to decline and the homes get more and more underwater and you have layoffs, it becomes an ever bigger issue, said Lori Goodman, Senior Managing Director at Amherst Securities Group, LP in New York. Second mortgages allow borrowers to get extra cash by using the equities in their homes as collateral for a loan. When the borrower stops paying or goes bankrupt, the holder of the primary mortgage has first claim on the assets. If the home's value has fallen since the loan was made, the holder of the second mortgage may be left with little or no collateral to cover losses. Not a good story, but it's a continuing saga nonetheless. Germany and France signal support for Greece. Of course, again, from Dalian, the World Economic Forum, everyone was talking and chittering and chattering about this conference call that was beginning at the time that their seminar began. And they were anxious as to what the outcome is. Well, here's the outcome of that conference call. Helene Fouquet and Angeline Benoit, writing this one collaboratively, probably from France, for Bloomberg. Germany and France signaled they're ready to keep supporting Greece. That's a complete reversal from the headlines yesterday, where there was 98% certainty that Greece was going to default. But anyway, I guess they had a change of heart, and it was very, very good for the stock market. Germany and France signaled they're ready to keep supporting Greece as finance ministers prepare for a new round of crisis talks, and Spain sold almost 4 billion euros in bonds. Man, if you don't like the news today, just wait till tomorrow. They'll revise it. Global stocks rebounded after Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Nicolas Sarkozy said late yesterday that they're convinced Greece will stay in the euro area. Not in the union, but in the area. I don't imagine Greece is going anywhere. They're probably going to take their debt with them wherever they sink. With global policy makers urging Europe to step up its crisis fight, officials meet in Wrocław, Poland. Of course, little Timmy is going to go over there and swing his basket of currencies, take his pilgrims with him. In Poland, tomorrow, that would be tomorrow, to discuss how they will implement the expansion of the Euro region's new bailout fund. European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet will give a speech at 8 p.m. in Poland. Investor skittishness over the spread of Europe's debt crisis has raised bank funding costs and roiled markets worldwide. And a long article here talked about growth slowing, splits on Greece, and the conference call. In a three-way telephone call, Papandreou committed, that's Greece's Illuminati head there, committed to enacting policies demanded by the EU and the International Monetary Fund to keep the bailout money flowing. You know, free money, baby. Gonna stay in the hog trough. Sarkozy and Merkel are convinced that the future of Greece is in the Eurozone, the French statement said. I'm skeptical that this will help to reassure markets, said Tulia Bukko, an economist at UniCredit Global Research in Milan. Quote, the road to the implementation of the second and aid package is still quite long and may prove bumpy. The road to the implementation of the second aid package. So don't expect their package to come along anytime soon. The fulfillment of Greece adjustment program is more than ever essential and is conditioned for the payment of future aid tranches, Merkel said in the call, according to an emailed statement from her chief spokesman, Stefan Seibert. Well, there you go. Greece, 98% certainty? Perhaps not. Ferrari is recession-proof as luxury sells out. Yeah, there are people who can still afford to buy cars, but that's probably not you and probably not me. I'm going to look for my next car along the fence line at the back of somebody's farm, see if I can drag it out of the weeds, bring it home, and get it to fire off. Anyway, Tommaso Eberhardt, or Ebhardt, Andreas Kremer, and Ola Kinnander, writing this one collaboratively. Maserati SPA's new sport utility vehicle was one of the most sought-after models at the Frankfurt Car Show this week, and Ferrari SPA's predicted record sales, as executives said, ultra-luxury remains recession-proof. So that upper 1 or 2 percentile of the population seemed to be doing quite fine. Ain't no recession talk there. If you go to the Ferrari stand, oh, ever thought of going to the Ferrari stand at an expo? There aren't any customers worried about the recession, Fiat Chief Executive Officer Sergi Marchionne said at the International Motor Show. Quote, the last Ferrari customers I saw at the show weren't crying. Stick that one in your nose, right? Fiat's two upscale brands may help the Turin, Italy-based carmaker weather a decline in its main business as Europe's credit crisis worsens. Even without, well, here comes the news. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Top of the hour, second hour, straight ahead.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, the website is becomevocallocal.com. Where you can engage in our chat room discussion. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. We're going to go into the teaching segment here in our little internet homeschool classroom in a moment. But I want to finish this article out off the Bloomberg website. Talking about people really packing in the money. Some people are really packing in the money. Let's look at the dollars in this article. Again, Fiat's two upscale brands may help the Turin, Italy-based carmaker weather a decline at its main business as Europe's credit crisis worsens. Even without the Kubang Suk UV, Kubang, K-U-B-A-N-G, the Kubang Suk UV SUV, Maserati, God, could you imagine driving around in a Maserati Suk UV guzzling gas? Well, they do. Maserati aims to boost deliveries by almost eightfold to 45,000 cars in 2014, as it increases dealers by 150% worldwide. Lamborghini's, SPA's new Aventador model, Aventador, like a matador, but this is an Aventador, model is sold out for 18 months, and Rolls-Royce Cars, that's owned by BMW, by the way, announced a £10 million $15.8 million expansion at its Goodwood, England plant. Ferrari expects to deliver 7,000 cars in 2011 on demand for its first family car, the Ferrari, the first family Ferrari, the $356,000 four-seat FF, a family Ferrari. That came to the market this year, $356,000 for a car. Baby, they walk in taller boots than I got. Ferrari targets significant results this year after earnings before interest and taxes rose 23% in 2010. I guess it's going to be Russians, billionaires, they're going to be buying these $356,000 Ferrari Suck UVs. I'm not worried because we have quality, exclusivity, a strong brand, and innovative technology, Montezemolo, or Mizorno, said in an interview when asked about the effect of the economic slowdown. Mixed fortunes? The ultra-luxury optimism stands in contrast to concern voiced from volume carmakers that a worsening debt crisis in Europe is prompting consumers to rein in spending. PSA Peugeot Citroën, Philippe Varin, said this week that Europe is facing a possible recession, while Ford Motor Company said sales in the region next year will be little changed. Bayerische Motorwerkens, yeah, BMW, the world's biggest maker of luxury cars, is the best performer in the stock 600 automobile and parts index this year. BMW stock has slipped 6.4%, compared with a 24% loss for the index. Fiat, which also owns Chrysler Group LLC, is the worst performer on the index with a 42% decline. Sales of the main high-end European luxury brands, Maserati, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Bentley, Rolls-Royce, and Aston Martin, will rise 19% this year to 28,090 vehicles and gain another 13% in 2012, according to a forecast from industry analyst IHS Automotive. The rich have gotten richer, and the number of millionaires in emerging countries is really growing. So the demographic trend is very positive for the ultra-luxury car makers, said Eric Hofer, a London-based Credit Suisse automotive analyst.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Thursday, September the 15th, 2011, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local Now in the second hour of today's broadcast. First hour went through a variety of news. I'm going to close out the news for today with this one. Alliance Reinsurance Unit is selling less catastrophe cover. So we've had our broadcast, a series on the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program, and gone all through all of that, where we discovered, of course, that cat bonds are a big deal. There's a lot of money in the insurance business, but of course, this past year has been dreadful for the insurers because they've had lots of catastrophes, and some high-dollar ones, too, in Joplin and Tuscaloosa and elsewhere, all up now the East Coast. Unfortunately, that didn't turn out to be as disastrous as the catastrophe they planned, but it could have, and we ain't out of the woods yet, but again, Alliance, this by Carolyn Bendel off for Bloomberg, Alliance SE Reinsurance Unit is selling less hurricane and earthquake coverage to third parties as it focuses on commercial property and casualty and agricultural policies. Here's the story. Alliance RE plans to write fewer peak risks in its open market business, Clemens von Weichs, chief executive officer of the unit of Europe's big insurer, said in an interview in Monte Carlo, quote, "We want to diversify into other lines of business." So they're getting out of the catastrophe business, you know, taking out insurance against whatever the creator of the universe can throw at you is a pretty high risk deal. And they have been hemorrhaging red ink. Anyway, Alliance RE's annual sales to third parties will remain at about 600 million euros, 822 million, said Von Weichs, who was in Monaco as reinsurers begin talks this week over the 2012 renewals. Total gross written premiums for the unit last year were 4.39 billion euros. Natural disasters, including earthquakes and tsunamis in Japan, and they say temblor. I don't use that anymore, that temblor stuff. That's Mexican for tremble. Or tremor, I guess you would say, or earthquake, if we spell it out in English. But they're using this Mexican throw-in here, the Spanish idea, the temblor. And that's new, all right? That started with the Chilean earthquake in the news basket. Temblor, well, it's actually earthquake, so just let's say it that way. Caused record first-half insured losses of $70 billion, eroding the reinsurer's capital. Should reinsurers sell less catastrophe cover, natural disasters may cause greater economic damage, according to Gary Brownlee, New Zealand's earthquake recovery minister. Quote, if reinsurers don't sell coverage, the funding for losses will come out of the economy. Well, that's the way it looks. Two earthquakes in New Zealand over the past 12 months cost as much as $24.7 billion. And so a lot of people who were betting against God lost their bets. Not a good sign. Anyway, banking and banking commercial continuing our discussion. I'm going to spend most of the hour on this, balance of the hour on this. I'm going to skip some of the other things that I had because I really do want to cover some of these encyclopedia articles. And this one out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, again, originally copyrighted back in 1930. And this is an unusual set of encyclopedias. They are the authors that contributed here are some high-level folk and some very clear minds, people with good research. The bibliographies at the end of these articles on banking, commercial banking, it takes up two full pages just to show the list of all of the authors and all of the writers and all of the reports that went into these articles. You know, a well-written set of encyclopedias, not only will they bring on the finest of the authors, but they'll also show their bibliography at the end. And that's one of the things that for us really is a benefit, because we can then go in and find the titles and the authors and the publishing dates of some of these really old, very interesting books. Is this published in 1930? The author was probably 50 or 60 years old. That takes us back into the 1870s. And he's referencing books out of his library, which reach back into the 1800s, you know, early, and so on. So, good stuff to look at. But let's continue, because again, at this time period in banking, gold and silver were the norm, global standard, all right? And so it maybe give us a little bit of an understanding of, A, why it was so necessary for the bankers to move away from gold and silver, and B, what we might anticipate with a partially backed gold and silver financial house moving forward, if we could say it that way. And I'll just pick up, because I'm telling you again, the caliber of the writing is huge. Some of these paragraphs are a full page, both columns. All right, so I just jump around and dive into the middle of them. It's all underlitten, highlighted, margin written, post-it notes, etc. But once the practice of lodging balances with banks has become firmly established, banks are able to lend more than the balances which they have acquired. And that's the idea behind this fractional reserve banking system. As people come in and lodge their deposits, as they come in and make deposits, Again, these are considered to be liabilities to the central bankers and the commercial bankers because they have to offset those deposits, those demand deposits, with reserves at whatever ratio has been set by their central bank. But as they get more and more of these deposits in, then they can do funny money tricks with them because not everybody's going to come in and demand their money back, even if it's just folded in half paper. But in these days, it was all gold, silver money, what we're talking about, and checks, and other things. Banks are able to lend more than the balances which they have acquired. In other words, they're able to increase the balances of depositors by the extension of credit. And one more note on this set of encyclopedias, not only the author's fantastic and the bibliographies are great, but this set of encyclopedias was considered to as a reference material for the Hochschule für Politik. The Hochschule für Politik, German, there, trying hard to say it right, all right? And the authors were considered to be Der Führer's professors. Just to let you know the level that we're dealing with here, okay? The Hochschule für Politik, as Germany began to rise up and reach for superpower, they knew that they had to bring up their people to the level necessary. And many people would come to the Hochschule für Politik, a school for politics, political school for politics, and take these courses at night, and they would refer to a lot of this material. So that's a background for this work. In other words, saying here, they're able to increase the balances of depositors by the extension of credit. It is to be noted, however, that no single bank can go far in this direction unless other banks are following the same course. All right, so everybody's got to get into the pool and swim in the pool. No one individual bank is going to pull it off. I mean, we've got the Bank of North Dakota. They're doing, trying to be a state bank and all that. But individually, there's tremendous weakness in a system that is based upon the individual banks. And as we go through all of these articles on commercial banking and this discussion continues for a bit further, we're going to see on a global basis this long, lengthy period of amalgamation from the creation of the first commercial banks in England as it went around the world. Now they're all in the same cesspool and it's biting them in the butt.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, for many of you out there who are interested in this, Saturday is Constitution Day, the 17th. Tomorrow is the day that it's going to be, I guess, celebrated or recognized around the country. And there, if you'll just Google that in, you know, Constitution Day 2011, you'll get quite a number of links where schools and places all across America have things planned. But I mentioned this to you back a couple of weeks ago, the Hillsdale College. You know, some of you signed up for it. The Hillsdale College, the Alan P. Kirby Jr. Center for Constitutional Studies and Citizenship. If you go up on the on their website, you can just type it in, Hillsdale College Constitution Day, and it'll get you right there. It'll come right back around. Hillsdale College Constitution Day. There's a bunch of videos that they're going to webcast of seminars and things that they're giving today, tomorrow, and Saturday, apparently. But free markets, regulation and the Constitution, Howard Zinn, civic education, does the Tea Party constitutionalism have a future, founding fathers, how to interpret the Constitution, a debate, civil liberties and Islamic terrorism, a debate, the Constitution and the 2010 elections, why we celebrate Constitution Day, just some of the videos and presentations that you'll be able to view for free. It's a very simple registration process. You give them a first name, last name, and your email, and they'll plug you right back. And then you can get in to watch these videos online at no cost to you. So if you're at all constitutional-minded, these might be interested. There might you might be able to find some others. Just type in Constitution Day 2011, and you should get quite a browser full of material. And if you don't, your browser is not working very well, you might try just simply Googling it. Anyway, so back to the discussion and looking at this continuing our expansion. If we're going to be the replacement set, there's a lot of people out there, you know, championing and the Fed. Well, it's a little bit more than just marching up and down in front of the Federal Reserve banking near you and calling for something. Unless, you know, if we're going to be the wise physicians, you know, unless our cure for the disease is worse than the disease itself, maybe it would behoove us to find out a little bit about what's involved in the idea of commercial banking, investment banking, and central banking so that we don't cut ourselves off at the ankle and have no replacement set. We need to have a replacement set, not just generally in mind, not just vaguely or foggily in mind, but we're going to need to have something absolutely in mind, because once you topple a regime, if a regime change happens, you're going to have a replacement set, or you're going to be walking in a sewer and you're not going to have any of the solutions that you wanted. So that's why we do the things we do right here on Become Vocal Local. We go to the books, get the black and white in our eyes, as Hal Anthony says. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence. Again, back into the discussion. Settlements with these banks. Now, there was an article I could have gone into longer that was on the Alliance and other things from the banking articles that included discussions on clearinghouses. There's a lot of dispute between England right now, the city, Britain, if you want to, and the European central bankers because they're having trouble with the rules on clearing and clearing foreign exchange. And that's one of the real troubles. It's one of the stumbling stones. It's one of the things that were in our way in our early history here, because we had all of these little banks popping up every which way but loose, and they were all printing notes. But when you cross state lines, you leave the county, you move away from the community where that bank exists, nobody knows their notes from Adam, and no one wanted to take them. And how would you get, you know, have bills of exchange and do interstate commerce in a situation like that? Well, it's exceedingly cumbersome. And so they were just wide open to have the Rothschilds march right on in the top of them and provide them the solution. And that's what probably happened. But anyway, settlement, and we're talking about settlement. I should go back up a little bit further. In other words, they're able to increase the balances by depositors by the extension of credit. It is to be noted, however, that no single bank can go far in this direction unless other banks are following the same course, since the credits that it creates will be drawn against by borrowers to make payments to others, most of whom will presumably be depositors in other banks. You can write out a bank check and you can, you know, do business with it, but only if the other banks are in the same system, if they recognize and if they accept it. Otherwise, it's just a piece of paper, a promissory note. Settlements with these banks will speedily enforce restraint upon the expanding bank. But when banks generally are expanding credit, restraint is far less immediate, the greater withdrawals from each bank being offset by correspondingly larger receipts from the other banks. There are, nevertheless, limits upon indefinite credit expansion. So I guess Benjamin Shalom never accessed a Hochschule for Politics, Der Führer's professors, and he doesn't understand, or maybe he does, craft and guile that he is, being an old bank, you know, just an old university professor, studied deeply in the Depression. He should know this material, he should know it by heart, but there are nevertheless limits upon indefinite credit expansion. Experience everywhere and legislation in many countries impose upon banks the necessity of maintaining cash reserves that shall be in some ratio. And again, this is, you know, the top news article. Everybody talks about ratios, reserve ratios, etc. However small, to their obligations to the general public. With the expansion of credit, therefore, more cash reserves are required. And again, every time we hear the words cash or money in these articles, they're talking about gold, baby, gold. Real money, money, money. Real money, not paper money. And that's what it's all about. Continuing, with the expansion of credit, therefore, more cash reserves are required, while the expansion of credit itself, if carried far, is certain to set in motion influences which will tend positively to reduce reserves. The more deposits you got in the bank, those are liabilities, the more reserves you have to have. All right, this is basic accounting 101. I shared it with you right out of the 1945 textbook, first chapter. A part of it is at all times in the pockets of the people and in the tills of the shopkeepers and other business organizations. Again, jump over to the World Economic Forum, summer session, Dalian, China. And they had this one guy over there, I guess his name was Hu too, lots of Hu's, Wens, and Hao's in China. But he was the guy, he was the cat in pajama, he was the capitalist pig, right? Well, they're still communists. But anyway, he's the capitalist, and he's sitting there, and everything's looking good in business. Now, the American guy there too, everything's looking good in business. It's not business that's having a problem, it's banks that are having a problem right now. And governments. Governments and banks are having problems right now. Business is doing fine. Business is generally doing fine. They've already outsourced and offshored. And it's, well, anyway, I was reading the Communist Manifesto the last evening, and I came across the use of the word interdependence right in the manifesto. So in this increasingly interdependent or communist world that we live in, business is doing pretty good. They're looking for every green pasture where there's a blade of grass and willing hands to eat it, you know. And so they just travel around. They're transnational. They don't know any borders or boundaries any longer. But governments and banks are bound by those borders. They're in this state, although they dwell upon the state, and they're not running across the waters because they run into somebody else's central bank and their government. And the rules change. The regulations are different. By no means all of the purchasing media of a country is held by banks. In other words, shopkeepers and other people have money, the tills under your bed, in your gun safe, and so on. Requirements for money, and it's not funny money now, it's 1930 here, to be used outside the banks ordinarily increase in years of business activity. This is before Roosevelt did the magic window at 1933. Well, we'll have to be back with that right after this.
Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Ener food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so it's terribly difficult to do what I'm trying to do here, you know, going through these, you know, very technical kind of well-written articles, lengthy stuff that it is, just trying to lay down some backstory in all of this. But nevertheless, we're just going to go through. Now we've come to a part where I had already shared with you a little bit from yesterday, kind of as in a review. But it says this, requirements for money to be used outside the banks ordinarily increase in years of business activity and are certain to do so whenever there is a considerable rise in the level of prices and money incomes. And, of course, we've had nothing but a level of an increase in the rise of prices and money incomes in this fiat money world that we live in today. But there's no money behind it. It's just like, you know, adding more digits. However, in a monetary system where we have gold and silver in place, this is becomes a restraining element. This restraining influence upon the expansion of credit exerted by initial drain is greatly diminished if requirements for additional money can be satisfied by the issue of banknotes. And so you can see that anybody from Shalom Bernanke or Volcker or anybody else, you know, the Green Hands or whomever, if they know this information, and they do, count on that, they knew that, the only way that they would be able to flood the globe with their banknotes would be to diminish the amount of gold. Since the absorption of gold or other reserve money will then amount only to that percentage of the notes which may be prescribed by law as a minimum reserve against them. You get away from the gold and silver as reserves, and baby, just wide open printing press, here we go. In the early stages of banking development, the power of issue was generally exercised by most banks. Everybody could make up their little currency, like concentration camp dollars, all right? Might as well get used to that. It's about what we've got, and pretty soon we'll be in the concentration camps, and you'll be lucky to get concentration camp bucks so that you can go to the opera that evening in the concentration camps, like in Germany. But in modern practice, this privilege has, in almost all countries, been restricted to central banks. This is important, because every country all around the world, with the exception of poor old little Libya and Iran and a couple other holdouts, are inside the central banking whorehouse. Credit expansion by the banks of a single country is subject to a limitation similar, although less immediate in its effects, to that imposed upon the individual banks when its neighbors are not pursuing the same course. Right? What do they say? Credit expansion, limited, unless everybody's in the system. You can't have any holdouts out there. Don't be talking about gold dinars, you know. Sooner or later, the resulting lack of equilibrium of payments with the rest of the world will deplete the reserves through gold exports and enforce credit restraint. The amount of gold involved in such situations will ordinarily not be very considerable, for it is not the settlements made with gold, but the consequent cessation of credit expansion which restores equilibrium. Consequent cessation of credit expansion which restores equilibrium. Did you hear that, Benjamin? Did you hear that? Our archives are free. Somebody, please send Benny a DVD disc. In a fully developed banking system, a high degree of stability may be expected to characterize the aggregate cash holdings of the banks, marked by occasional slight reductions, but increasing over the years with increments to the world stock of monetary gold. It's like having a truth serum laying out there. They don't like truth, you know. Don't like truth at all. It may also be said that there is no particular minimum proportion between cash reserves and the volume of credit, whether notes or deposits taken singly or together, that must be maintained as an essential factor in a satisfactory banking system. There's no particular minimum proportion. So when we talk about, oh, we've got to adjust these reserve ratios, man, if there ain't nothing in there, if it's all just funny money, oh, Katie, bar the door. Who cares? Well, you've got to hold more reserves. Well, what does that really mean? That means that you've got to send, it's like a tax. It's a tax that's collected by the central bankers, like the Fed. And if you got a bank out here and you're one of the sister banks, if you're one of the daughters, the harlot daughters, and you got a bank out here in southwest Missouri, and you're part of the Kansas City or the St. Louis central banking system, and you have to send, the bank has requirements, you have to have reserves, so you have to send reserves over to the central bank to increase your reserves so that you can participate in credit expansion and have more deposits. And the more successful your bank becomes, the greater this self-imposed tax is, and you take some of the money out of the system and send it over to the bankers. And then when you get broke, the central bankers will send you some of your reserves back. You see how that works? Kind of like setting up an insurance policy. The only problem is, it's all funny money, and there's nothing behind any of it, really, at all. It's kind of like a lot of accounting makes for good accounting, but it makes for very poor monetary practice. Precise ratios between gold and the volume of credit are to be deplored. precise ratios between gold and the volume of credit are to be deplored. Bankers didn't like this. Wasn't working too good for them. They involved danger of excessive credit expansion when supplies of new gold are abundant. So we're digging the gold out of the ground as quickly as we can. All these mining shares and mining stocks, the miners are going gangbusters. Now that the price of gold is up there at a level that makes it profitable for them to dig it out. And we talked about the Russian there, and he was made his money in gold. Gold mines. That's why he's got billions. He can afford to buy sports teams and things like that because he's involved with gold, not funny money. Again, however, it involves in a danger of excessive credit expansion when supplies of the new gold are abundant, and it imposes a check upon such expansion as may be needed to prevent a downward trend of prices in periods of stationary or decline in gold production. You want some answers, Ben? You want some solutions? Maybe you should resort to an encyclopedia from time to time. Large reserves would be indispensable if reductions in the deposits of each individual bank ordinarily subjected it to the necessary or the necessity of making payments in gold or currency. Let's say it again. Large reserves would be indispensable if reductions in the deposits of each individual bank ordinarily subjected to it to the necessity of making payments in gold or currency. It is true, continues, that the individual deposits exhibit wide and unpredictable variations, and the same may be said, although in a less degree, of the aggregate deposits for any one bank. I know your eyes are just rolling at this time, but bear with me. Because when we're talking about the level of depravity that we've got today, I mean, somebody needs to speak a little bit of truth to power. And I think there's a lot of truth in these articles. And again, it goes back to a time period that Shalom Bernanke should be very well aware of because he claims he hangs his hat on his knowledge of the Depression. But for meeting this contingency, the modern bank does not require a large store of cash. A small amount of till money for counterpayments is sufficient. You know, you go in, you make your deposit, and you slip your checks across one direction, and you want a certain amount of cash back. Well, the accountants keep very careful records. And they, all the bean counters, and they know how much cash they have to push back across the other side. They know how much till money in a grocery store they have to have. They call it starting cash. They know in a restaurant. They know in a bar. Every bar I ever worked in, every grocery I ever worked in, every store I ever worked in, always had access to the cash register, of course. And as a night man or an opening guy, you know that you've got a certain amount of cash. It's your till money. And you start the day that way all the time. And then you can take out of your day's proceeds, your till money. At the end of the day, you count up how much you brought in, and you put the same till money back in. The other money gets deposited in the bank. That's what they're talking about here. There's a certain amount of till money out there, and it just lays out there. So it's outside of the monetary system. And further, these balances need be no large percentage of outstanding deposits, since they are merely a first line of defense. The first line of defense, when you bring in your checks, you present your checks, and today they have limits, remember. When you bring in, let's say you brought in a check for $11,500, and you say, I'd like to cash this, please. They'll put a time limit on it. They'll say, well, that's really nice of you to present that here. We'll take that deposit, but you won't be able to collect any cash for 7 days. And then they'll get a box of money sent to them from somebody, and then they'll take out those numbers and give them to you. But this is the first line of defense, because everybody crushes in. They've got the timeline set up so that they don't deplete their till money on a bank run. Pending the conversion of some part of the other assets into available means of payment. So they go in and they've got these like 1 month notes and 2 month notes and treasuries and all these equities that are coming due. And they can just cash something in to get the cash they need for you while they've been, you know, raking it in on the top and loaning out all of your other deposits. Such conversion may be accomplished in three ways. Here they are. By repayment of loans as they become due, by the sale of assets, or by borrowing upon them as security. Just a little bit of banking stuff.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Now, I know that in Charlotte Isherby's deliberate dumbing down to American populace, you know, it gets a little bit risky, maybe a little bit dicey, when you step beyond the level of the Dick and Jane Reader. I think I've been talking now for the last 45 minutes, thereabouts, at least 30 minutes, and I've been reading to you 1.5 paragraphs. Long paragraphs are really unusual today. People don't write this way any longer. It's difficult to get beyond a 30-second soundbite and keep anybody with you. But if you do get a little bit confused listening to this stuff, if it does seem to fly right over the top, you can always go back to the archives and listen again once or twice and maybe pick up a little bit more than you might have gathered the first time. I try to do the best job I can sticking to the material and sharing it with you, and I've skipped quite a bit of these two paragraphs. I want to move in a little bit of the third paragraph in the remaining moments of the broadcast. But back and fill a little bit here, once again. Again, in regard to this till money. But for meeting this contingency of the modern bank, it does not require a large store of cash. A small amount of till money for counter payments is sufficient. Provided a bank maintains balances with other banks, and particularly with a central bank. Checks drawn on such balances being used in making settlements. And further, these balances need be no large percentage of outstanding deposits, since they are merely a first line of defense. We're at a war. We're at a war here in a banking system that none of us really understand. Okay? You go back to Eustace Mullins and G. Edward Griffin, Creature from Jekyll Island, and other books, and I've got a bunch of them here. Chuck Bates and Larry Bates and other people have written a lot on this. But we really don't understand it very well. Certainly not understanding it well enough to propose a different banking system or to come out and just simply say, well, don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. If you don't understand it and you can't demonstrate it and you can't provide it, do you actually have a solution? Or are you just a gas bag seeking airtime? Such conversion may be accomplished in three ways, again. By the repayment of loans as they become due. By the sale of assets, or by borrowing upon them as security. These are the three. By using resources only for acquisition of assets which can be converted in one or more of these ways, banks may, with safety, incur obligations payable on demand and many times greater than their own reserves. And we're not talking hundreds here and fifties anymore. We're talking today in the billions and trillions. We're talking about automobiles widely available for the wealthy class at $355,000 for a family SUV. All right, over in excess of a quarter million, above a third of $1 million for your car. Wow. By using resources again, okay, there is one important use of for the funds of banks which meets this requirement of convertibility and at the same time is a means of attracting and retaining deposits. A large proportion of the loans of banks are made to their own business depositors and serve to provide them with some part of the working capital employed in their undertakings. Now, if you want to understand why so many bankers, sometimes it seems, are members of the lodges, it is because the lodge brothers often are businessmen or perhaps members of the Chamber of Commerce or are always making these piddly little $2,000 donations so that they get FaceTime in the local newspaper. The reason for that and the reason why the bankers always get around and go attend all of the things along with the lawyers is because the small businessmen and the more affluent in the community are those self-same depositors that they want to do business with because when they can keep it local, they can prosper without going outside of their own pool or cesspool. All right, they have a capital pool. Again, I'll say it again, just out of the book. A large proportion of the loans of banks are made to their own business depositors and serve to provide them with some part of the working capital employed in their undertakings. What could be more predictable if you're in a Ponzi scheme, a fiat money, a fractional reserve banking system, than doing bank with the hardware store when you know exactly what the cycle of checks are that come from that hardware store, the checks drawn against his demand deposits, on a regular basis. You're the one that's preparing his bank statement. You can analyze the bank statement and project how much of his money that he keeps in your bank that you're able to send out at loans to others. Makes sense. And I'll drop down a bit. This is an important advantage enjoyed by a large city bank or a bank operating branches scattered throughout a considerable area over a bank established in a locality concerned mainly with a single industry. So if you have a bank and you're sitting next to Boeing's aircraft hangar and they're cranking out the Boeing jets and hundreds of thousands of people there work for Boeing and they all shop at the Safeway store and the A&P and they go to the Wally World, etc., and all of their checks are being deposited electronically into your bank because everybody banks with you because you're the bank that Boeing uses, and there's name recognition in that and goodwill there. You're in a sweetheart deal. You got a good deal going. Some part of the invested funds may be certainly, more certainly and immediately convertible. This purpose is served by purchases of commercial paper from brokers, bank acceptances, stock exchange loans, and holdings of readily marketable securities. Convertibility presupposes buyers, and in the face of general credit contraction, which is what we're dealing with today, buying power is either taken away or becomes hesitant. To meet such a situation, it's essential in every banking system that there be lending power unused in ordinary times, but freely available in times of stress and emergency. Well, that lending power that is ordinarily unused, or power used in ordinary times, but and freely available in times of stress and emergency, wasn't there. And now they're doing all these stress tests. And so they own trillions and trillions out of nothing, create out of thin air, give them to the banks, because they didn't have the monies that they needed for the emergencies. But they got it now. And Goldman Sachs had, what, two, three, four quarters of beautiful earnings. Now they're in a little bit of a decline. But then he said, closes this way. He says, this constitutes one of the most important functions of central banks. And that's what happened. We tapped into this most important function of central banks to inject liquidity back into the marketplace to protect the solvency of the banks, so that they could show some profitability and maintain confidence in their clientele, which, unlike commercial banks, do not endeavor to employ their entire funds at all times. So, unfortunately, however, our central banks are employing their funds at all times by buying back the debt. If I understand things correctly, maybe Ellen Brown could set me straight. Probably would, too. But as fulfillment of a recognized responsibility, keep themselves ready to grant large additional credits in the case of need. In fact, however, little assistance is required because with the assurance of potential convertibility, the pressure for actual conversion is speedily relaxed. So there's just a ton about banking that is far greater than we're ever going to get off of Bloomberg News. There's been a huge shift when we moved away from gold and silver and went into this purely monetary, you know, or fiat monetary system. There are other monetary systems that have been fiat. However, we've shared with you the gyro or the gyro that lasted for hundreds and hundreds of years back in Venice, Italy. You don't have to have anything to back anything as long as you've got the monopoly. You got to have the force of the gun, the barrel of the gun, to work for you. But you don't have to back it by anything as long as this is the medium of exchange in the area. And that was proven out by them. They've used the gyro, and that gyro, G-I-R-O system. You could browse it up and study it for yourself. They've used that even today in other areas. Drop down a little bit further in the last moments of the broadcast. Well, no, we don't. We're all out of time. So I hope this has been a little bit interesting. Maybe you learned something about it. There's certainly a lot more that we can read, and we will, starting tomorrow. Remember, Constitution Day this weekend. There's lots of stuff you can find on the web. I'll be back tomorrow, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food?
Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.